This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and EU pile new sanctions on Russia for the Ukraine war's second anniversary and Navalny's death. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The U.S. is imposing new sanctions against Russia following the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
President Biden says the sanctions also target Russian firms that contribute to the Kremlin's war effort, as well as financial institutions. He called on Congress to pass more aid for Ukraine. It stalled in the House.
If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they went on vacation.
Previous sanctions have increased cost for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, but they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says expect more sanctions.
Today was just the start.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukraine's national police say more than 30,000 people have been reported missing in the 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The missing include soldiers lost on the battlefield, but also civilians and children who have vanished in a variety of circumstances. For many relatives, the agonizing uncertainty and relentless search for answers has already gone on for 2 years with no end in sight. Achille Desprez from the International Committee of the Red Cross told the AP.
Since February 2022, our teams have been contacted over 100,000 times. By families.
Over the past 2 years, many volunteer projects have arisen to help search for missing people, often serving as a last resort for relatives who receive no official information from authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.